Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Denver at the CCA Global Winter Convention, and I'm with Drew Barber, the co-owner of Floor and Home in Spokane, Washington. Drew, how you doing?
Doing good, sir. Thank you for having me today.
I wanted to talk to a board member. I'm impressed by what you've got going on in Spokane. Let's start with that. Tell us a little bit about your operation out there.
Yeah, so I'm one of the co-owners. There's three partners in our operation. Today we operate four carpet ones, one floor trader, and then we have a counter fabrication company as well. So it rounds out our operation and needs.
So you call it Floor and Home, and that may be very insightful as we might see down the road, right?
Yeah, we go by Floor and Home. So the official name is Floor and Home by Carpet One. We made that transition a few years ago. As we started to offer more products such as counters, cabinets, and blinds, it was more than just flooring.
How's business in Spokane?
You know, Spokane, just like everywhere, has their ups and downs. It is still a good market. We're a medium-sized area in Washington, so we have a lot of transplants coming in from the Seattle, Portland markets and some of the larger cities who just want maybe a little bit lower cost of living but still have a big city feel.
So are you up in 25 versus 24?
I would say we're flat. We're just out there working and trying to gain whatever market share we can.
How'd you get in the flooring business?
My dad actually was a sales rep in the flooring business. So I grew up watching him work for companies like Armstrong and IBC and Amteco. So I saw that in my whole life. And then I started working as a rep for IBC in 2006 and went through that for a few years and came through the Mohawk acquisition and then was able to move into some product development with Mohawk and then jumped into the retail side back in 2019.
2006 was 20 years ago. The reason I know that is that's the year I bought Floor Focus magazine.
Okay. It's been 20 years. It went by like really fast.
So what's the biggest challenge facing retailers today, you think?
I would say on the retail side of the business, it would be probably the internet and complexity. You know, the homeowner goes online trying to figure out what they want. By the time they're done, sometimes they're more confused than when they started, just with all the information and different products being offered. So the complexity can really confuse a lot of people because flooring is something you only think about every 10, 15 years. And so it changes quite frequently and they're just not used to all the options.
This complexity thing has come out in several research surveys that we've seen. One here, just this week, we are finding out that the reason that a lot of people want to buy flooring and don't buy flooring, the number one reason is complexity. Shaw did some research about a year ago that said that 40% of the people that get into the system leave without buying flooring because they get confused. How are we going to solve that problem?
It's really educating them when they come in the store, trying to simplify it, qualifying the customer, understanding what their household is like, understanding their expectations and needs, and really being able to narrow it down for them in a quick fashion so they don't feel like they just got overwhelmed with information.
Now, aside from being a co-owner of a pretty big retail operation in Spokane, you are also on the board of directors of Carpet One. Tell us what the board's focused on now.
The board is focused all the time on how do we support our membership? How do we make their businesses easier for them? What can we help provide? You know, no matter if you're Carpet One, Flooring America, Floor Trader, whatever part of the co-op you are, how can we support you to make your business more successful, more profitable today and in the future down the road?
The board members, if they wake up in the middle of the night, what do you think's keeping them up at night?
I got to think about that one for a second. The market as a whole, making sure that our members' health is in a good place financially, making sure that they don't feel like they're, you know, on an island by themselves and that they know they have the co-op behind them.
So the tone in this meeting has been a little bit somber because last year demand for retail products was down. And so many of the members, you know, their business was off somewhere between maybe 2 to 5%. But I learned today that overall CCA Global's business was up 1%, right?
Yeah, no, the retail business at CCA was up this year. Some of that, I would say, is because of the 2.0 program. We tried simplifying the shopping experience for the consumer. We made it easier. But I'd also say a lot of the CCA members' mindset is there's business out there. We just have to go after it and not just sit by on the sidelines waiting for it to come to us.
We heard Keith Spano say from the stage today that we're no longer going to wait for the second half. We're just going to go out and get it, right?
That is exactly what he communicated many times. So I think you'll see the CCA membership get out there and fight for the business and try to turn over every stone they can for it.
You know, CCA was formed when the home centers started coming out in the marketplace as a way for independent retailers to beat the home centers. I'd say they're accomplishing their mission, right?
Yeah, I mean, the independent retailers are definitely beating the home centers. Home centers are transactional. They want something you can put through a scanner on your own, scan a box, and move on with your day. So it doesn't help with the complexities, the install piece, and all the add-ons that a consumer needs. And so that's where we can step in and try to help Mrs. Jones from A to Z and get her home back to where she needs it to be or wants it to be.
What's the biggest benefit to a retailer for being part of CCA?
I think the biggest benefit from, you know, being part of CCA is everything they offer, from marketing opportunities and campaigns, sampling needs, support on the backside if you're needing help on the financials or operations, the online university for training. The goal is that it allows a CCA member to run their business and not get in the weeds. CCA will help you deal with everything that's on the outside that bogs you down as an owner.
Your chief product officer was awarded the WFCA Hall of Fame Award. It's probably the most prestigious award in our business. That's quite an honor, isn't it?
It's a huge honor, and I would tell you it's something Charlie Dilks deserves by all means. He's one of the hardest working people in CCA. Everyone in the industry respects him, and he's done an amazing job in his career.
Okay, Drew, thanks for spending time with us. Again, been talking to Drew Barber, the co-owner of Floor and Home in Spokane, Washington. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.